Well, let's pray so we got only eternity to talk about. So, Father, thank you so much for being our God. Thank you for the opportunity we have. Thank you for filling me with your spirit, getting moving me out of the way. You may have the freedom to stand and do whatever to whomever. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for this class. Thank you for the barbecue on the 24th. Thank you for the pleasure of being able to walk through this. Father, thank you as we do another class next September, and that God will be almost as good as this one. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm sure that we have people coming back doing this again. All right, so we got here. You guys remember? We got to almost the third and a half year, the first third and a half year, which is the year, time of peace in Daniel's 70th week. You understand all the aspects of Daniel's 70th week. When Daniel asked God, what is your plan for the Jews, he gave him 70 straight weeks. Why did he not mention that there was a break between the 69th week and the 70th week? You remember? Do you remember? Because he asked, what is your plan for the Jews? Not what is your plan for the future. Okay? So, if God says the 70 weeks of Daniel is towards the Jews, what is the purpose of the 70th week that starts at the end of the church age with the rapture of the church is why we stand here at Antioch. What is the purpose of the 70th week of Daniel called the tribulation?
Give a chance for the Jews
or to come back to judge the Jews. That'll be the one that's going to work. It's going to come back to for the final judgment.
But they do have a shot during this period of time.
At least 144,000 of them will, right?
But can't 144,000 go out and convert?
Oh, yeah.
Or they only convert to people that have never heard before?
No, we said, remember, the only one that's going to have an opportunity to accept is the one that hadn't heard, because the others would be deceived. And it said that if the church wasn't pulled out of here, the church would be deceived.
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. Did you get an indigestion? Oh, just kidding. I'm just kidding. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Tell him to do his own study. Now, if you look at it from the whole, you got Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, we're going to look at it some in Matthew. But the whole aspect is that he had to remove the elect, because if he didn't remove the elect, they too would have been deceived. Okay? Well, the whole thing we looked at too is when I did that series on Revelation, I explained everything in the series of Revelation. Because that's when you can really look at what the whole truth is as we walk through that book of Revelation. The biggest problem is no one wants to admit that you have had the chance during the time of grace. If you have heard during the time of grace, time of judgment eliminates it, right? And if you never heard, then that's the time that the 144,000, it says there's got to be a time for the Jews, and the Jews got to be saved. Because we know 144,000 of them are going to be saved. And there's going to be 144,000 two witnesses. 144,000 Jews, 12,000 men that are virgins from the 12 tribes, and the two witnesses God's going to send back, which is Enoch and Elijah. The only two that has not fallen to Hebrews 9. Okay? Up until the judgment. So we got right here to the third and a half year, which is Revelation chapter 11. And then that's where I told my joke. That there will be no women in heaven at first. Because it'll be silent for 30 minutes, right? And then I had to finish. Oh, I'm sorry. Then I said I had to finish up the second part because we didn't get a chance. Now, if there's no women in heaven, and then that's going to be silent, even though there's men there, why would it be silent even though there was men there? Because a man hadn't got, it won't be one man up there had the guts enough to ask for directions and why are we here? Alright, so, I'm an equal opportunity offender, alright? That's my middle name. Thank you. Alright, Satan cast down by Michael. Woo-hoo! Body slam all the way from heaven to the earth. Up until right at the Revelation chapter 11, you understand that Satan has had the right to go to heaven. Up until that point, he still has the right to go to the throne of God. Can't hear you. He's a king of the earth. And this is his kingdom. But he has access to the throne of God. Now, why do we know he has access to the throne of God outside of Revelation telling us he's going to be thrown out? What's that? Job? Well, that'd be after the trip, right? That'd be after the fall, but Job's a good one. Well, how do we know? What's a good verse to let him know? How is he going to condemn us? He goes there often to condemn us, and Jesus is going to say what? It's been paid, 1 John. How can he condemn us if he doesn't have access to the throne? He and God's going to talk long distance. He's going to go there to give his staff report. Email. That which Al Gore created. Okay? Now, our problem is that when Satan is cast out, he is going to hit the ground hot. Mad. And then that's when they're going to pour out, the great tribulation is going to start. What is the great tribulation if the 7 years of tribulation is called tribulation? What does the Bible call the great tribulation? The last 3.5 years is going to turn up. All right? Antichrist destroys Russia and becomes world ruler. Gog and Magog is what we call in the Bible there. We do not have to worry about, no one's going to be able to whip China. Not an army on the earth is going to be able to whip China. So how is China defeated? Huge, natural disaster. God's going to get them through probably an earthquake. Ground swallows up, opens up, swallows half the army. What are they going to do? Get mad at the ground? Shoot the ground? God's going to take care of them with a natural disaster. Antichrist destroys Russia, becomes world ruler. Antichrist breaks covenant with Israel because they think, that's why I said, it is probably going to be impossible for Antichrist to be what type of person? Muslim. They'd never have a covenant with a Muslim leader. So I think that whoever it is, who knows? Wrath of God is going to be poured out again. Woo! It's going to get rough from here on out, Junior. What's that? Best time to be up, having the fruit of our lives, sitting around. We've already been judged. We already got our awards, rewards, or no awards. But we do have heaven. And I ask the Lord, give me some pinstripe wings. Don't make them white. All right? So we'll be sitting up here. Where's my lady? We'll be sitting up here for the whole time, waiting for the 7 years to pass by, the lamb feast. Okay? Judgment is taking place. Tears will be wiped away. Why would tears be wiped away during this period for us as believers that are judged and given our rewards, awards, and no awards? I thought there'd be no tears in heaven, everyone said. So how can God wipe those tears away? I believe that as I have taught for many years, that what is going to happen before us during this, when we're resurrected at this period, during this period, we are going to receive our rewards, and memory says you're going to be tested what sort, not the quality, but the sort. I mean, not the quantity, but the quality of your rewards and your works. I believe God is going to show us completely who we are, what we did, and what we accomplished. And then he's going to show us, if we was obedient, what we could have been. It's going to be a comparison. And when we see what we could have been and where we really are, we're going to tear up. And he's going to wipe the tears away, and that's going to be it. Okay? Last aspects of the flesh will be destroyed at that time. Emotions that have come along with the flesh is going to garner judgment when we are raptured. Okay? Then world church destroyed, supernatural judgment poured out. Man, oh man, woo! Bowls and trumpets, seals are rusted. It's going to be a nasty time. Then blasphemy increases, judgment intensifies. You can understand what is going to be happening. Can you imagine what's happening to those who's going to accept Christ during that time? But we know that that's going to be many that's going to accept Christ at that time. Why?
Through
the witnesses of 144,000 and two. The two witnesses right here in, this is where God says come up hither. That's where mid-trib get their doctrine from. Mid-trib was believed that when God called the witnesses up after being dead for 3 days, that's when the church is going to go up. Okay? That's where they base mid-trib doctrine off of. It is because it's going to be extremely hard because the hardening of the heart. Man's heart is going to be... That's why I believe God is doing this whole aspect, and then God's going to give 1,000 years, the millennial kingdom, to reign, and a third still going to rebel after the perfect reign of Christ for 1,000 years. I'm not going to ask you because we don't have enough time. I believe it's going to happen that way because Romans got to be set true. And that is no man is going to have an excuse. If you can live 1,000 years under the reign of Christ and still rebel, you got a evil nature. Amen? And you're not going to be able to blame Adam and Eve way back here, and we looked at the timeline, because if you and I was back there, we would have done the same thing. And we're going to see worse over here at the end of the 1,000 years compared to what started at the beginning when God created, because man is going to rebel as 1,000-year reign of perfectness. And when are they going to rebel? We'll find out. That's when Satan is let out at the end of the 1,000 years, because he's going to be jammed tight. Boom. And then here. It's only going to be two people in hell at the end of the tribulation. Satan won't get there until after the end of the millennium. The land, chain in the outer pit, it won't be hell. There's no one in hell at all up to this point. Hell is uninhabited. Hell and land of the dead is two separate places. Sheol is not hell. Okay? That's where everyone has spent. Everyone that has died from beginning of man all the way to pulling up at the great white throne judgment at the end of the millennial period is in Sheol. All those have died without knowing Christ. Up until the church age, which is about right here, remember? Up until the church age, there was a chasm in Sheol that separated those who believed that the Messiah was coming and those that never believed. And then that was separated when Christ was resurrected at the beginning of the church age. Ephesians 4 says he took captivity captive, and that whole teaching about for 3 days Christ went down and was beaten, and the demons got a hold. Oh, that's a whole bunch of anarchy. Alright? Don't fall for that stuff. And what he did is went down and he taught in Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom was the land of the dead for those who believed the Messiah was coming. No one could go to heaven and be before God until when? Until when? Where was Elijah and Enoch the whole time?
They must have been there in the bosom of Abraham.
They was in the bosom of Abraham until what took place? Until the resurrection of Christ. Because of why?
The
Lamb of God had to be sacrificed, and you had to be forgiven by that blood in order to be in the presence of God. Okay? Up into the third heaven, yes. Okay? Only ones in Sheol now is those who died not believing the Messiah would come, or those that have died that did not believe he had come. Okay? So are we flowing pretty 50-50-50? The two witnesses?
Who are the two people in hell?
Oh, you didn't say.
I didn't
I mean, you can get it right.
I didn't get it right. Did anybody else get it right?
Not yet, but it's close. So you got the Holy Trinity, right? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Satan always does a duplicate. Right? So it has to be Satan. And who are the other two? The Antichrist is one, and the false prophet, the apostasy person that leads the church. Okay? Immediately at the end, I should have got to go back on this. Immediately at the end, right here, those two are going to be put in hell. Antichrist. Yeah, the great white throne. Just turn around and make a U-turn and go back and burn them up. They'll be there for 1,000 years by themselves. Satan himself won't even be there until after the millennial kingdom. There's basically not going to be very much temptation during the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Did you guys know that? Because Satan is going to be bound and his demons. Oh, quick. It's not going to be, oh, Jesus, that's not very loving. You won't even have a chance to think that. Now, you got to understand something. You got the 12 disciples. You got the saints who's going to make it through here. Is going to rule, and the 12 disciples are going to judge during the millennial period, and we will rule with them as coming out of the church. Yes. We will rule with him, but there'll be a specific aspect of what type of ruling that's going to take place with us and with them. The saints, Christian saints out of the church. The people, the Christians that make it through here and is not killed will be the ones that will go and live and get married and have kids for 1,000 years. They'll populate the earth. And what would the kids be? Would they be born Christians or born non-believers? Be born non-believers because they're still born of the flesh. But who's going into, after this right here takes place, right? Christ comes back. Who is the only ones that goes into the millennial kingdom? Saved. God's going to kill everyone that's unsaved when he comes back. They're going to be sent where? Hell. No, not us. We have our new bodies. Okay? And if people are killed here, they're going to be... Come up and they'll get their new bodies. Millennium. They only got 7 years, baby, right here. They ain't much living longer there, baby. But if they make it through, then there's a possibility the person can live the whole 1,000 years in the millennium kingdom.
Okay, so I didn't hear that. In the last 3.5 years, those people that are martyred and killed and have accepted Jesus, they go directly to
God. Right here. Boom. As soon as they are killed. We've got to make sure we keep extra plates for the barbecue sauce and ribs for the Christians that's coming up. Bill's going to share his plate. So, are we flowing? Everyone, we hadn't lost anyone, right? People are saying bodies without the limiting aspect of sin. God limited our bodies to 70, 75 years after the flood. It has nothing to do with the human body. I mean, Methuselah lived 969 years in a body like ours. But God limited life after that because can you imagine a man today living for 700, 800 years? Total freakazoid. He'd come up with all kinds of new sins in that many years. We get bad enough in 60, 70 years. Can I have an amen from somebody? Man's bad enough. Only living the short period we got now. Okay. Why do you think blasphemy is going to increase? How bad judgment is going to be. How about suffering today, some of the suffering that people go through today, and the first thing they want to do is curse God. Blame God.
It's not smart.
Yeah. If you want to be on the right side, it's not. No. Conclusion of the tribulation period. All nations gather at Armageddon or a Megadon. Right? Man, good thing I don't have my bass on, boy. Woo! Did I see Christ come down? We're coming with him. And all you guys are not used to riding horses. I'm sorry, man. Bill and I are going to be in great shape. We'll be ready to ride. And you can ride on these horses and not even have your rear end get sore. With a new body. Alright? All nations going to gather a Megadon. The Megadon Valley, Armageddon Valley. And when Christ and we appear in the sky, it says they turn to fight. Why in the world would the armies of the world gathering in one place, and why would they gather at Armageddon in Israel? Well, it's definitely biblical, but it got to have a reason. Why do you think they're going to all come in on Israel, the world? I think all the riches of oil will be there. Yeah, I mean, what else? Energy is the only thing to bring the whole world down at that time like that. And there's not much said about the Iranian nations and all these other nations gathering. Because the only way you're going to have a one world government that's going to lead to that is Muslims going to have to be wiped out pretty good. Yeah, they're setting it up real good. Alright? Christ returning to destroy a godless army. Christ judges the nation of living men. All those that have accepted Christ and made it to this period moves into the millennial kingdom in the flesh, still being able to marry, have kids. Ladies, how would you like to have kids for 1,000 years? Your body's going to change, remember, so, you know, it won't be hard having babies and you won't have to worry about gaining weight and all that stuff and just jet lag the animals. Babies pop out and you can get pregnant for that the next week. Then don't you just appreciate that, girl? No, okay, I was just kidding. Alright. Then Christ judges the nation of the living men, and that's where he is going to kill and wipe out everyone who's not a believer. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do I think there may be a Palestinian state? Even if it is, it's not going to last long. Because in order for that, they're going to have to split the mountain up there. If they ever try to split Jerusalem, God's going to intervene. Because he's got to come and step on Mount of Olives, and he's got to split the Mount of Olives, and water's got to flow from Mount of Olives down to the Dead Sea to sweeten the Dead Sea to eliminate it from being soft and dead anymore. And he's going to open up some way, even though it's the lowest place on earth, for water to flow out of there. Now you tell me what kind of hole that's got to be for water to flow out of the Dead Sea, and it's going to have all kinds of fish in the Dead Sea in the end days. And how much water, where's that water going to come from? If you walk through the wall on the west wall that's still standing where the prayer wall is, you walk down that wall that's mostly hidden now, you can see water coming down in the exact spot where they believe the Holy of Holies was. Just runs down the wall and they don't know where it comes from. So God's got a reservoir, a whole bunch of water somewhere. And it's got to come from the Temple Mount, across the valley, up to the Mount of Olives. He's going to split all that for water to flow down to the Dead Sea. Okay? I think it's pretty neat to think about myself. Am I the only one who thinks it's pretty neat to think about? You don't think it's pretty neat to think about? Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay, millennial age. Don't you love this? My boy's going to be bound. You know that some people think that we're already in the millennial kingdom. I told him if he is, he's got a long chain. Can I have an amen from somebody? But there's many believers that, is it amillennia? Amillennium? That believe that we are in the 1,000-year reign right now of Christ. They go, well, where's Jesus and why is Satan kind of locked up? Okay? But many people believe what they want to believe, not because it's true, but because they want to be smarter than everyone else. That's what a theologian is. That's why Bill helped me not to be a theologian. Many a year ago. He humbled me. Christ reigns on earth. That kind of eliminates somebody, unless they think Clinton was Christ or something. I don't know, but I hadn't seen Christ around here anywhere. Have you guys seen him lately? Okay, all right. All Israel is regathered. Is that true? For this day, all Israel is regathered? That's not true. Israel is still scattered. Yeah, see, they got to make it, but God's going to make it happen. Okay. You probably, in order to be Jewish, you got one of two ways. You're born by Jewish parents, or you're proselyte. Proselyte means that you are baptized into the Jewish faith. Any lineage, you can be baptized into the Jewish faith. But there's going to be a great deal of people coming out of the 12 tribes. Is this what this talking about? Plus, they got to be believing, right? They got to be messianic, they call it. Now, the messianic Jews in Israel aren't very hip on being called messianic Jews. It's only American Jews or foreign Jews that's excited about being called a messianic Jew. He says, you're either a believer or you are not. No, it's, what, for them? Mom, they want mom and dad. Yeah, but you can be fathered by the father because, and that's a big controversy because David shouldn't have been because his mother wasn't Jewish. I mean, his grandmother wasn't Jewish. She was a harlot from Jericho. His grandfather, Salmon, married Rahab, the harlot, which most of the time they say the egg, which isn't the sin, comes through the woman that makes the Jew. And the father just impregnates the egg who adds the lineage to that Jewish egg. See? And that's why it's such a blasphemy because David, one of the greatest Jews' grandmother, wasn't Jewish. She had to become a proselyte. See? And was a harlot in the line of Christ. That ought to wake you up. And really understand what forgiveness is. Can I have an amen from somebody? Alright? So that's all Israel. When it says all Israel's together, that means us. All those that are in Christ for the millennial kingdom. Okay? Because God isn't going to say all Christians is going to be in the millennial kingdom. This is fulfillment of Israel. I mean, it's going to be neat how it's going to be done. Physical nature's changed, of course. Body's not going to grow old as fast. We know it's going to grow older. Someone that's born at the very beginning of the tribulation, at the end of the tribulation period, the first millennial king, can outlive Methuselah.
1,000 babies.
Go, girl.
I'm a
pre-tribber. She's a pre-tribber. Alright? So the body's going to be changed, whole nature in the aspect, and that's what God's got to judge quickly and strictly. Alright? Any questions? Now, people always start asking different things about how is the body going to look and how are we going to live and what are we going to do for 1,000 years? We're going to do a lot of bowling. No, but we've given you all kinds of information at that next sheet that we could just have a grand oleos, dolios, groovy time talking about all of the millennial kingdom. Yes, ma'am. Be changed. The body will be changed. only sickness you're going to have is God judging you and very quickly. Lamb and the lion is going to lay down together in the millennial period. That's going to change. The animal's going to change.
So if the children are going to rebel during the millennial period, you're saying that probably will be after Satan's release?
It's only after Satan is released that they're going to rebel.
They do rebel during the
tribulation. They're going to get judged quickly by the Lord and by the rulers, by the judges. Us. Yes, ma'am. Well, you got to remember, Satan is given credit for a lot of things he's not doing. The flesh in you and I does most of the wrong. So, but the best thing during the millennial period is what is going to be removed by us, from us, is that sinful nature of the flesh, because we have our new bodies. So we're not the ones that got is going to have the issue of rebelling. It's the people that are still in the flesh and those born during the millennial period that's going to have the problem. Yeah. See, it's not like people that today, I mean, they can hide their sins and go do. I mean, it's going to be all exposed during the millennial period. Because Christ, the Christians, the 12, everyone's going to be resurrected, is going to be ruling. And they're going to have some. They're going to have more knowledge of what's going on than we do. We are limited. We're not going to be limited by fellowship with God, so there's going to be perfect communication of what's going on with the people on the earth. I mean, you can't even comprehend. Have you ever just seen just so much knowledge? Or you get in this class some night, and it's like you're just inundated with knowledge. Went so far, and you walk out of here going, just think, that's going to be every minute, because we're going to be in perfect fellowship with God, and everything's coming into us of what's going on in the area we're ruling. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Rulies. Oh, yeah. It will be. You got 1,000 years of women not getting old, women having kids, one after another, could be triplets. Quadruplets, six teclets, quintuplets, pentuplets, quads, double quads. That'll be a litter, but we're going to start having litters. So, but the whole thing is, when we look at the amount of people that's going to come out of the past, I mean, you can't comprehend that number. It's just unbelievable. But how many people are going to make it through the tribulation, and how many people are going to be born during the tribulation? You know, we may start off being more rulees. It could be 10-1 rulers over the rulees. But they're going to populate the earth for that 1,000 years. No, they still have ocean waters and clearing the earth, the whole earth. Nah, I didn't say that, but your animal's not going to be going around killing animals the way it was. People are still in the flesh, they're still going to have to eat. The earth is going to go a lot like it is now with a better government. We're not putting up with any rebellion. That's going to be the difference. Yes, ma'am. You got a lot of good Jewish history books that are very hard to understand. Early history, early church history. You can look in many of the Christian bookstores for early church history. Josephus, the sucker that betrayed and pretended like he's going to kill himself and let all the other generals kill themselves who went with Rome. The greatest Jewish historian that is. is Josephus. But, you know, the best thing to do is just look at some of the information. I filled the back of the book up with oodles and oodles of information for the tribulation period that bounces back to history, that bounces back to Daniel, that bounces back to all the law given. Everything is built upon itself. The Bible is the best picture for the Bible. And it would be next to impossible if you really don't have a good grasp on not looking at it literally. Okay, when you look at Revelation, you got to understand something about Revelation. Were you here when I preached Revelation, the series? There's one DVD of 150 sermons that we got for the whole book of Revelation that you can get. Okay? But the big thing is you got to understand something. When you open the book of Revelation, you got to understand a man who is living in discipleship time with Christ. Okay? But Christ has died. Christ takes him to the future to see. And then he's got to write what he sees in the future for people of his day. So a fire-breathing dragon could be a Black Hawk helicopter shooting missiles. Okay? So you got to move out of your mindset of what you're seeing to what he saw, exactly what you're seeing, but have to explain it to people that was totally early church. And then Revelation makes a lot more sense. We're the ones that make Revelation difficult. And most people are afraid to get in Revelation. It's because you're trying to put your thinking process on a man who walked with Christ, seeing what we are living in and past what we're living in, explaining it to a people that's got to come after him, including us. Okay. One DVD, but it's 150 sermons or something like that on that one DVD. The whole book of Revelation is on there. MP3 format. Okay? Other questions? Yeah, bro. Sure, that'd be good.
If he wants to know who decided what the books were going to be in the Bible.
When they did the canonization of the Bible, when the disciples and all the church, early church members got together in the Old Testament, they did the big church council, and the New Testament put together at the Council of Nicene deal. The Council of Nicene put the New Testament together, and then what they would do is they just get all together and they would lay out all the books and those that did not contradict and say, okay, it was written by witnesses and the disciples and all, boom. Put together. And guess who had most of the books? Onesimus. Onesimus? And that's the one that slaved? Yeah. He put all the Pauline letters together. The one that went back to Philemon, that's why you got the book of Philemon in the New Testament. And he became the bishop and ended up being martyred. But he was the one that kept most of the Pauline letters. Because he became the pastor of Philemon, who was his slave owner. Yeah. 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 And so the Gospels that were written, that's why we know that there was three books written to the Corinthians. But they did not canonize one of the letters to the Corinthians. It was only two that was canonized. And this is because of the early church fathers got together, no book to contradict it. That's why you can see in the Catholic Bible that's extra book that was not canonized, but the Catholic Church canonized, because it went along with the Catholic Church. Not anymore. Catholic Church was pretty much some of the only ones that did that with the clout they had because of the power they had with Rome through Constantine. Mormons, you don't even call that canonization. You call that foolishness. Yeah. Selective editions of foolishness. The Mormon Bible, if I'm not mistaken, since they started with the Pearl of Great Price, the Book of Mormon in the Old Testament, as far as it's correctly translated. As far as it's correctly translated means as far as it agrees with us. Okay? has been changed 3,300 times in the history of Mormon church. Can you trust something that's supposed to be the truth from God that's been changed over 3,300 times? Divine inspired change. Yes, ma'am. Right.
And I was explaining to this because, you know, I said, well, who do you believe in? Who do you believe in Christ is? And he said, well, he's the Son of God. He's the Savior. I said, but Jesus is God. And it's not only the Savior. But I'm what?
They believe he's God. They just believe he's Adam, one like Adam God. He's from Adam God.
Okay, because I explained the whole, well, he's, you know, in essence, he's the same as God the Father. And they looked at me and they said, well, that's an interesting thought. And I tried to explain it to them, and that the whole King James, when they claimed that they studied the King James Bible, was.
As far as this correctly translates, you got to always remember, they don't tell you that part. And you gotta now ask. They'll give you the right answer when you say, "Who is Jesus?"
Yeah.
But you gotta ask them, "Do you think Jesus is the brother of Satan?"
Okay.
That's the question you gotta ask. And then how did Jesus get accepted and Satan get rejected? Well, Jesus came with a plan of salvation to Adam God, and Satan came up with a plan to save the world to Adam God, and Adam God chose Jesus over Satan. Satan got mad and rebelled because he got. The Father chose his brother's salvation plan, not his. So all the angels that fought with Satan, who lost after rebelling towards Christ, who got the plan accepted, all those angels became demons. All the angels who fought with Jesus became the white race. And all the angels stayed neutral became the black race. See, that's Mormon doctrine. Hey, bro, you know what I'm saying, man? You didn't come along to after that Genesis 10, blood.
But furthermore, science has proved what the Mormons have said is totally wrong. And they said that the South Americans had come from Israel.
Yeah.
In actuality, they came from the East.
Had to, because of the split at the Tower of Babel.
Right. Well, I mean, but genetically, science has now proven just the opposite, and they just disregard that.
Well, you know, it's not correctly translated. Science. Excuse me? I've been through the Pearl of Great Price. You know, I've read the Book of Mormon. I've read all kinds of nonfiction, huh? I mean, fiction books. No, I hadn't read the whole thing. It's hard to comprehend. Especially when I found out that Joseph Smith was translating funeral scrolls from Egypt. It's what he said he found, anyway, you know. Oh, it's absolutely. It's absolutely. Yeah. Ed Decker, you know, he's my boy. He was really good. They hated him with a passion.
I spent more time in the bishop's office than I did.
So get you a good volume of Josephus. Get you a good volume of this early church fathers and get that Revelation series. And that'll help you a lot. Well, when we study world religions, we'll spend more time on Christianity, so when someone tells you something, you can know that is wrong. Because I kind of figure out, if you know what the truth is, you can pick a counterfeit out pretty quick. And that's my philosophy. So we don't spend very much time on, you know, dealing with other cults as much as we do teaching the word. That's what they do in the Treasury Department. When they're training you to pick out counterfeits, you never touch a counterfeit dollar. You only handle real money. So when the minute you touch a counterfeit dollar, you can tell.
Yeah, once you read and understand the real truth, it's pretty hard to explain.
Yeah.
But if you don't, and you're being taught the other way, it's tough.
It's very tough.
So who is the Antichrist?
Oh, we know who the Antichrist is. I mean, he's he's probably going to be our next president. No, just kidding. Just kidding, guys. I mean, but you know, we just don't know where the next one's going to come from. But you know, something's going to be miraculous that the world is going to look and see. That's why they said JF Kennedy was. You know, they thought JF Kennedy was going to be, he's going to be healed back from a head wound or whatever it is. But that's a whole different era of what that really means. Don't say a lot of things about a lot of countries, because we're going to be union. There's going to be a lot of union back in that time. For countries working together. They think that we may be in part of the European Union when we join, or we got one or two options. It's the only two options we got. We can join another country to fight against Israel, or we'll be one of the countries going to be with Israel, which God is not going to look at as a separate country. But it's a good thing, guy, not to be mentioned in the future. And you got to understand that. Don't be disappointed we're not mentioned. If we was mentioned, we may have to get what? Prepared. So it's not a bad thing not to be mentioned in future events. Well, I've enjoyed the class. Enjoyed your time. Barbecue is on the 24th, a week from this Saturday. No, nope, this is it. Pastor's going to try to get a break. I've taught myself to death. Amen?